More often than not, anger is a boomerang. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we get some very useful anger management tips. Enjoy.
Seneca says, "We shouldn't control anger, but destroy it entirely. For what control is there for a thing that's fundamentally wicked?" Lucius Annaeus Seneca was a prominent Roman philosopher and playwright who published several essential works about Stoicism. He counseled Emperor Nero and thought that anger is a temporary madness, and that even when justified, we should never act on the basis of it, because it affects our sanity. Seneca wrote a book specifically on anger called De Ira, which defines and explains anger within the context of Stoic philosophy, and offers advice on how to prevent and control anger. And that's why in this video we're going to look at 10 ways we can control our anger from the teachings of Seneca. Number 1. Recognize that anger is destructive. Seneca says, "We shall prevent ourselves from becoming angry if we repeatedly place before our eyes all anger's faults and form a proper judgment of it." The first step to dealing with anger is recognizing how problematic this emotion is. We believe Aristotle's way of thinking that anger is not always bad. If one is angry at the right time and in the right context, then anger can sometimes be justified. Aristotelians claimed that virtue lies in navigating the middle course between extremes. Concerning anger, they thought that the virtuous compromise is good temper, which lies between the unvirtuous poles of irascibility, that is too much anger, and lack of spirit, that is too little anger. However, according to the Stoics, there is no such thing as a good degree of anger, but it doesn't mean that one has to be passive in the face of injustice. Human nature for the Stoics is that of a social animal capable of reason. It follows that to live according to nature means to apply one's reason to social living. Anger is unreasonable and it damages society, hence it is unnatural in the Stoic sense. Seneca thought that anger was a vice with few, if any, exceptions. The 3 main reasons Seneca lists are: 1. Anger makes you a slave. When we're angry, we're a slave to that anger. We're more likely to make mistakes that we'll end up regretting later. Anger blinds us to the future and the consequences of our actions in the moment, effectively overriding our rational or higher selves and making us slaves to our own subconscious. Anger makes us act in a way that feels gratifying in the short term, but takes us away from our long-term ideals. 2. Anger cannot be slowed down. According to Seneca, anger is a binary emotion. The emotion of anger has a forward momentum that is far more extreme than other emotions. The moment you realize you're angry, you're already under its control. When you're in the middle of acting out anger, you don't pay attention to any other course of action and move headlong into a path of destruction and chaos. You don't want to be calm when you're angry. Anger justifies its own existence. And 3, anger is contagious. Seneca says that anger influences a mob-like behavior. Anger is well known for its ability to spread through a social group more than any other passion, and when anger is present, the individuals become one larger, angry organism and seem to work perfectly together with the unified vision of havoc. Now that we know how destructive anger is, we need to lessen our attachment to this emotion. Pushing away from anger or disliking it is just a start, but we also need some end goal to move toward. That goal, according to the Stoic philosophy of life, is the attainment of tranquility, which is the state of peace and quiet. Number 2. Recognize your anger triggers and learn to control them. In the words of Seneca, "And so the best course is to treat the sickness as soon as it becomes apparent, at that time as well giving oneself the least freedom of speech and curbing emotion." Seneca advises us to be mindful about our anger triggers. That is, to be aware of the events and situations that make you angry. This is important because you'll respond more effectively to your anger when you feel prepared for it. If we practice mindfulness, we'll not only be able to detect the macro patterns that trigger our anger, but also see the specific thoughts that arise and lead to that emotion of anger. The benefit of this is that we'll be able to catch and neutralize them far earlier. Here are some common anger triggers. Being treated unfairly. For example, someone cutting in front of you in a queue, or your boss gives you an inaccurate evaluation at work. Responding to time pressures and frustrations, like leaving a bit late for work and running into traffic, or someone texting you while you're working. Experiencing dishonesty or disappointment, such as your partner cheating on you or your boss failing to give you the raise you were promised. Encountering threats to self-esteem, like receiving a bad grade or getting rejected. Running into prejudice and discrimination, for example, racial or ethnic differences or a disability. And finally, getting attacked, such as being mugged or domestic violence or even just random accidents. Anticipating the possibility of anger increases your ability to express it more constructively. Hence, the more mindful we become about our anger, the more we'll be able to slow it down in the earliest stages of its onset.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.